Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think people are going to remember this. Like, when we go back when the season is over and we'll talk about things, I don't think we'll spend enough time talking about this. The final drive from Patrick Mahomes was incredible. He was amazing on the final drive. Not the one after the touchdown, the one before that. You know the one I'm talking about. He was amazing. He probably should have been sacked in the middle of the field. He then evades the sack, runs for a first down. The throw that he made to Hollywood Brown on the sideline is just an incredible throw. I mean, there's really one test. There's one test for a quarterback. It's your back is up against the wall. You got to go the length of a field. Your team has to score a touchdown. What's your confidence level in your quarterback to be able to execute that? Same thing with the closer. Bottom of the ninth, it's a one-run game. Do you trust that your closer is going to close this game out and give you a chance to win? We can do all these talking about all these quarterbacks and who you think is the best and who I think is the best. The real test happens. You get four or five of those a season. The Chiefs were down 24-21 with 8 minutes left in the game, and they got the ball. And the drive starts with a penalty. Another penalty on a special teams play. They got a great return from Nico Remigio. Of course, there's a penalty on that play. Jack Cochran. It's first and 10 from the 14-yard line, down four. You got to put a drive together, not a field goal drive. You got to put this drive in the end zone. And the Chiefs go 12 plays, 86 yards, 6 minutes and 23 seconds. I mean, surgical. Long run from Mahomes. Big play here. Pat, he did everything for the Chiefs on that drive. Again, I know that's not a play. It's not going to go in the Hall of Fame highlight montage of Patrick Mahomes' career. It probably won't be a drive that we talk about 3 weeks from now. It was one of the best drives of the season from any quarterback. An amazing drive. That throw to Hollywood Brown's a big-time throw. Evades the rush, rolls out, put it where only his receiver can get it, gives him more than enough room to get both of his feet down. It was a big-time drive. And I really can't say enough about Trevor Lawrence in this game. And Rob, you know, you've been here with me. I have been very critical of Trevor Lawrence and feeling like he is a creation of beating Alabama. He beat Alabama very early on in his career. We were told that he was supposed to be next up, and we've never really moved off of that. And I think the shine is coming off just a little bit. But on that final drive, you saw why people felt the way that they felt about Trevor Lawrence. That throw to Brian Thomas Jr. on 3rd and 7 is a big-time throw. You know, it's on you. You're not running the football. You got to make a play. That's an incredible throw. It's the best throw I've ever seen him make. And then you score the rushing touchdown. You go down, you get back up, you compose yourself, you score a touchdown. Both quarterbacks in the final 5 minutes of the game both made big-time winning plays to get their team down the field. Jacksonville just happened to have the ball last in this context, and they went down the field and won the game.
I think that drive highlights a bigger point. And by the way, you're right. Mahomes was incredible. The throw to Brown, just incredible. Absolutely. What did the kids say? It was a dot. But, like, that drive and the offense throughout the game was really good. I've spent a lot of time, you've spent a lot of time complaining about the Chiefs' offense this season. The Chiefs' offense is not going to catch any complaints from me from last night. What was they averaged 7.6 yards per play? 7.6! Their offense was sensational. And I think that's why fans and people watching that game feel like it's such a gut punch of a loss. That was undoubtedly their best offense performance of the season. Like, I think what they did last night was more impressive than what they did against Baltimore, because Baltimore's defense is just, it's 0-3 Chiefs abysmal. It's awful. What they did last night was super impressive. And to leave Jacksonville, whatever they call that stadium, Everbank, whatever, with a loss is just, it's got to be beyond frustrating for the team, because I can feel it from fans today. The text line, we took calls earlier. I think everyone thinks, oh, the offense has turned the corner, and that final Mahomes drive looked like vintage Mahomes, and then you still walk away holding an L. That's a really frustrating feeling, and it's hard to be glass half full today. Look at the offense when the defense let it squirt away at the very end.
Yeah, like this thing here, and I certainly understand why people feel this way. CDOT, my only issue with the final drive was not taking enough time. I mean, Jacksonville got the ball back down a touchdown with less than 2 minutes to go in the game. Like, you're trusting your championship defense, your top five defense. You're expecting them to get off of the field. Harrison Butker kicks the ball out of bounds. That puts the ball at the 40-yard line. That's a tremendous advantage when you get the ball at the 40-yard line. Like, you're thinking in that scenario, bend but don't break. You can give up yards. I don't care about the yards in that context. You can't let them get into the end zone. They got into the end zone. I'm just big on control what you can control. And the offense for the Chiefs on that final drive, they were in control. So score. You got past the two-minute warning. It's not like Jacksonville didn't even have all of their timeouts. They didn't have all of their timeouts. They had to end up taking a delay of game because they only had one timeout. They then, Jacksonville, ran a screen play. It was second and 15. They ran a screen play. They got 2 yards. They then had to call a penalty. At that point, you're thinking end zone the rest of the way. You're thinking end zone. They then get the penalty on Shamari Connor, barbecue chicken alert, and then it was a Trevor Lawrence touchdown. Like, I hear what you're saying about too much time. You feel good. Chiefs defense on the field, less than 2 minutes to go against a team that had one timeout. Just everything that could go wrong went wrong.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.